Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. At a time when artificial intelligence is triggering job cuts across the IT sector, Infosys is choosing a different path. In an interview with Chandra R. Srikanth and Rishabh Shaw, Infosys CEO Salil Parekh ruled out layoffs and outlined plans to hire 20,000 fresh graduates. Parekh argues that AI will expand the scope of work rather than shrink it, even as the company stays aggressive on large deals but disciplined on deal economics. On Anthropic's Mythos model, Parekh said it is too early to assess the full impact on the IT services industry. Read the full interview here. Former Julius Baer, India CEO Ashish Gumashta has teamed up with Star Fund manager Roshi Jain to launch Verix Partners, a wealth and business advisory platform that is in talks to raise capital, reports N. Mahalakshmi. Other founding partners include Debashish Purohit, former co-head of investment banking at Bank of America, and Kaushik Sanghvi, a longtime Merrill Lynch executive who retired from Julius Baer at 67. Global interest in India's financial sector continues to deepen. RBL Bank is set for a major board overhaul in the coming weeks, with Emirates NBD Group CEO Shane Nelson likely to join the board, Hamsini Karthik reports. The move shows how the India business is becoming a strategically important market for Emirates NBD, which is expected to expand the number of representatives on RBL Bank's board. The government is trying to widen the funnel of capital for small businesses. Adria Chatterjee reports that the centre is exploring ways to bring non-resident Indians and overseas citizens of India into MSME financing. Current TREDIS rules limit participation to RBI-regulated entities, and any direct entry would need regulatory changes. India's energy security playbook is evolving amid the disruptions from the Strait of Hormuz blockade. Arunima Bharadwaj reports that imports of Russian oil fell 21% in April from the March peak. At the same time, India ramped up imports from Saudi Arabia and the UAE and resumed purchases from Iran and Venezuela. Dream Team, an AI-powered customer relationship management startup founded by former Freshworks executives, is in talks to raise about $40 million in a Series A round led by Accel and Together Fund at a $150 to $200 million valuation, report Bhavya Dilipkumar and Chandra R. Srikanth. Backed by Girish Mathrubootham, the startup is betting on AI agents to automate workflows and challenge established companies such as Salesforce and HubSpot. And finally, Mariam Faruqi reports that Malayalam cinema is set to sustain its strong run in 2026 following two record-breaking years, buoyed by big-ticket releases such as Drishyam 3 and Patriot, alongside a steady pipeline of content-led films. The year has already begun on a solid note, with exhibitors pointing to strong box office momentum and Vara 2 emerging as an early hit. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.